Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hi, I'm Matilda.
And I'm Mason, and we're your hosts for today.
In this show, we have Mason and Cooper with Travis Scott, and Emmy doing Frank Ocean, Oscar doing Giant Manta Rays, William doing a quiz, and Petra doing Phenomenons, and Petra and Caitlin both doing conspiracy theories.
So as you probably know, we have had some very interesting stuff on our last show.
Very sadly, this is our last show for the year. But we will be back next year with a brand new crew. But don't get too excited because we still have this show. Just in case you forgot, you're listening to South End School at www.arrowfm.co.nz 92.7 FM.
Firstly, we have me and Cooper on Travis Scott, Winter William doing a quiz, Oscar doing Giant Manta Rays, Emmy doing Frank Ocean, and I'm going to start now.
What's poppin'?
What's poppin'? I'm Cooper, and my buddy that helped me is Mason.
Hi, I'm Mason. I'm going to do about the famous rapper Travis Scott. I'll do his backstory, and Winter will be doing his albums, biggest hits. Travis Scott was born in Houston, Texas on 30th April 1991. He is 33, and before he became a rapper, he joined the University of Texas in 2007. But unfortunately, he dropped out in his second year at university. When he dropped out, he decided to focus more on his music career, so he moved to Los Angeles to record music. He moved to Los Angeles 4 months later when he lived in Texas. He started concentrating on his rap career, and in 2012, he became famous and everyone goes to his concerts. And when he performed in Rome, he made an earthquake because all the people were jumping up and down, and he was loud. He has a daughter called Stormy, and Stormy would rather prefer Travis Scott over his girlfriend Kylie Jenner. At one of his concerts, his daughter Stormy came up on stage on a skeleton with headphones on doing Goosebumps. With his daughter now talking about one of his songs, Cooper is going to do his most popular songs and albums. That's all for me. Take it away, Winter.
Hi, I'm Winter. As you know, I'll be doing Travis Scott's most popular songs and albums. Now, Mason, what should we start with?
Let me think. I'm going to go with popular songs.
Dalgoods, gee. What, Mason, what's your favourite song from Travis Scott?
Sicko Mode. Pretty good.
I agree. It's really good, but what about Goosebumps?
I don't really like that one, but it's okay.
Alright. My sister at college, she loves it, and she knows the whole lyrics. Well, honestly, she doesn't know. She just says she knows it. Alright, that's enough chitter-chatter. Let's get into it. So, as all of you guys know, Mason picked popular songs. So, his top five songs coming in first is... Drum roll, please. It is Fiend, made by Travis Scott and Playboi Carti. Second place is Highest in the Room. Third is Nightcrawler, made by Travis Scott. Fourth is Goosebumps. And last place is 3,500 by Travis Scott. Oh, I forgot to say how many songs he has done in his whole rap career. The number is 100, damn. That's not a lot. Now let's go on to the albums. In total, there's four albums. In total. First album released September 4th, 2015. Second one was released in 2016, called Trap Sing McKnight. Released 2016. Third is probably my most favourite one out of all of them, and it's Astroworld, released August 3rd, 2018. And last one out of all of them is released Utopia, May 2023, July 28th. Bye, whoever's listening to this. Have a great day. Have fun at your work, and Merry Christmas. Well, early Merry Christmas.
Here's two fun facts about Travis Scott. Travis Scott's name is actually Jaquave Webster II, and he has his own McDonald's meal.
Wow, I knew nothing about Travis Scott, let alone that he's a rapper. You two did really well.
Anyways, we have a song picked out by Winter. It's called Please Don't Fail Me Now. Take it away, William.
Hi, I'm William. Joy Crooks made Feet Don't Fail Me Now. Joy Elizabeth Crooks is a 27-year-old British singer-songwriter. She incorporates details about relationships, self-reliance, her culture, her South London roots, and her identity in her music. Feet Don't Fail Me Now is from the album Skin, released in 2021, and turned out to be the biggest out of all of her albums.
Okay, I won't be listening to that by choice, but I survived.
So, I guess I survived too, because that was bad. Now, remember that you're listening to Self in School at www.arrowfm.co.nz 92.7 FM. Hey, Mason, what kind of tree can fit in your hand?
A palm tree.
Before you say it, I will say it for you. It's not very funny, and we all must agree. Let's try a funnier joke. Okay, I've got one. I'm ever so good at sleeping, I can do it with my eyes closed.
Ha 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 ha.
Why did you laugh? That was not funny.
You know what? Let's leave it there and hand our wonderful glory to William. Go ahead, Willie.
Hello, it's William again. Today I've got a quiz for Mason and everyone at home that wants to answer questions. What is the most populated city in Australia?
Melbourne.
Nope, it's Sydney. And what US state is the city of Nashville in?
I don't know.
Tennessee. What was the old name of the Snickers bar before it got changed in 1990?
I forgot.
It was called the Marathon. What is the currency in Denmark? It's krone.
Oh my god, you didn't even let me speak.
What is the smallest planet in our solar system?
Pluto?
Mercury.
Oh my god.
How many minutes are in a full week?
I don't know.
10,080. How many dots appear on a pair of dice?
I don't know.
42. That's all I've got. Thank you very much.
What a good amount of knowledge to add to my big, big brain.
I totally agree. So I prepared a question for you, Mason. You are more bacteria than human. True or false?
The way you say it, that makes me think it's a fact, so true.
Correct.
I did not know that. Now let's give a recap of who we are and what you're listening to. So I'm Mason.
And I'm Matilda.
And the other crew members of the crew are William, Oscar, Caitlin, Emmy, Winter and Petra. And you're listening to Southend at School at www.arrowfm.co.nz 92.7 FM. Now you have heard William's quiz and me and Winter on Travis Scott. And already I've learnt something. I hope you have too. So taking the subject away from all of that and toward more interesting stuff like the next presentation. Go ahead, Oscar.
Hi, my name is Oscar and today I'm going to talk to you about giant manta rays. The manta rays is the largest species of ray. They can be 7.6 meters wide and weigh up to 1,300 kgs. Where to find it? The manta rays can be found in tropical waters around the world and in coral reefs, bays, and coastal waters. Appearance. Manta rays have broad heads, triangular-shaped pterodactyl fins, and horn-shaped sylphatic fins on each side of their head. They are black, grey, and white, and have no teeth. Fun facts. There are two species of manta ray. The giant manta ray, Manta birostris, and the smaller reef manta ray, Manta alfredi. The only thing that eats them is killer whales and big sharks. Thank you. That is my thing. Back to our annoying hosts.
Manta rays are very interesting creatures, don't you think?
Tony, my favourite fact was when he told us that they are the largest species of ray.
But how do you know? You could just be hallucinating that they're bigger, and they're actually the same size, or even worse, smaller. In fact, how do you know they even exist?
Pictures and observation.
How do you know that you even exist at all? How do you know anything exists at all?
Pictures and observation.
How do you know when you're just dreaming, and how to tell when you're awake? How can you be certain with anything?
Stop making me doubt my life, and I don't know the answer to answer. So any of those questions that I didn't answer, stop asking them. Now, before Emmy dazzles you away with her incredible knowledge, you're listening to Southend School at www.arrowfm.co.nz 92.7 FM. You can go now, Emmy.
Frank Ocean is a 36-year-old singer and songwriter and is mostly based around R&B. I'm doing this biography about him because I absolutely love his music. It's so chilled back and relaxing to listen to. He's one of my favourite singers. Childhood. Christopher Edwin Broux, which is his real name, was born on October 28, 1987, in Long Beach, California. His mother, Bianca Tonya Broux Riley, and his father, Calvin Edward Cooksey. When he was 5, he and his family moved to the New Orleans area. A year later, when he turned 6, his parents split up, so he was raised by his mum after that. Since his parents divorced, his grandfather, Lionel McGrudder Jr., was like a father to him. Frank went to John Eric High School, and after he graduated, enrolled into the University of New Orleans. However, Hurricane Katrina struck in New Orleans, so he had to transfer to the University of Louisiana, but later dropped out to focus on music. Career. In 2006, Ocean moved to Los Angeles to start his music career. working at fast food restaurants and service jobs to support himself. In less than 3 years, he was known as a songwriter under the name of Lonnie Broux, Lonnie being a name he got from his grandfather, and wrote songs for big artists like Justin Bieber, Beyonce, John Legend, and Brandy. Soon later, after writing songs for other people, he realized that he could keep doing this or do what he was really destined to do, and that was writing his own songs. So he came up with a stage name, Frank Ocean. Frank from Frank Sinatra and Ocean from the movie Sinatra starred in, Ocean's 11. Frank joined Los Angeles-based hip-hop collective Odd Future. Frank befriended the musician Tyler the Creator, which helped with his music career. On February 16th, 2011, Frank Ocean released his first solo album, Nostalgia Ultra. Frank made some really good albums later on from them, like Chanel Orange and Blonde. Thank you for listening to this presentation. Bye.
I didn't even know Frank Ocean even existed until you told me about him. Emmy, well done.
Did you know that he's 36 before you wrote that?
Mason, why would she write about him if she wasn't a fan of his music?
Good point, but I'm still shocked no matter what you say. Next up, we have a song picked out by Matilda. It is Flowers.
Hi, it's William again. Flowers by Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus is a 31-year-old singer, daughter of the late, great Billy Ray Cyrus that made Achy Breaky Heart. Columbia Records released Flowers as the album Endless Summer in 2023, and Flowers is the main album... is the album's main song.
We were good, we were cold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you, I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, see things you don't understand.
Love.
It's one of my favourite songs. I've even done a concert with my friends and we sung Flowers. We weren't very good though.
And that's very normal. Thank you for sharing that.
Now, I'm no understander of teenager talk, but even I can find that piece of sarcasm.
Well, nah, I was being literal.
Boys.
Now, I say get far away from that topic and toward this fact, and it is...
I want to say it, and it is that Petra and Caitlin are doing conspiracy theories.
Then I want to say the next fact, it is that Petra and Caitlin's turn, so go ahead.
Hey, welcome back, people listening to this. I'm Caitlin, and this is my friend Petra.
Hi.
We're going to be talking about conspiracy theories. So, we all know what conspiracy theories are, right? Well, just in case you don't, I'll tell you. So, it's belief of, like, let's say aliens, for example, that they actually exist, stuff like that, you know?
So, we're going to be talking about four interesting conspiracy theories, starting with Agartha. Now, what the heck is Agartha, you may ask? Well, it's the theory that the Earth's hollow and that there's a secret civilization inside of it. Alright, to a good start here. Anyways, apparently, its inhabitants are ancient beings called Agarthians. Very creative name, I know. But some people say Agarthians are furry things like Bigfoot, but others say they look like us humans. Anyways, that theory sucks, whoever made it sucks, and probably knows next to nothing about the Earth's core. But we're not here to talk about opinions, we're here to talk about conspiracy theories.
And let's transition into our next theory, aka the moon landing was fake, aka one of the most popular theories beside aliens. Strange that the most popular conspiracy theories always have to do with space. Anyways, so basically, this theory is where some people believe that the moon landing was fake. Stupid, right? Well, apparently, they have quote-unquote proof that I'm gonna debunk doing a weird voice. The flag was straight in the footage we have of the moon landing when space has no wind to make it go straight. Well, you see, the flag has some rods in it that made it stay straight. Simple, right? Another reason is that, well, you see on the footage there are no stars in the background, meaning it's definitely a set. Okay, this one has two reasons. First of all, they wanted to capture the moon as the most... So they got an angle where there are no stars. Or it's because they had crappy cameras that couldn't really capture stars. Well, the technology wasn't good enough. No, do I even have to explain this? There's a reason the moon has only been gone to a few times, you know.
Let's leave the moon and get into Flat Earth talk. So this is another popular theory, but probably has the most quote-unquote evidence around it. Okay, so the first piece of evidence is ice walls. So, what's an ice wall, you may ask? Well, it's something that makes the water not pour out of the flat Earth, and people say that these ice walls are located in the North Pole, and you can see them. Okay, just saying, those are mountains, but you do you, crazy conspiracy theorists. Okay, the next reason is actually stupid. Let me walk on the floor. It doesn't, like, bend? That's not possible. There's a circle. Just, no. First, huge. You probably have to walk 1 billion miles just for it to slightly bend. Okay, I have my own theory here. A bit crazy, but if the Earth's flat, wouldn't it, like, wobble-ish? So, there's around 9 billion people on Earth, right? That many people must make the quote-unquote flat Earth wobble-ish.
Alrighty, Petra, I'm just gonna steal the audience from you.
Shut up, Caitlin.
Lastly, we have another really stupid one. Birds are not real. You heard that right. Some people just think birds don't exist. Just like its stupid cousins, pigeons are government spies. Basically, it's that, but for all birds. But there's a little more than that. You see, the person who started it intended for it to be a whole kind of art performance of some sort. Well, you see the people he was doing it with, for he was serious. And he kind of played in character for the rest of the time he did it. In an interview in 2021, he played super in character, so much that I think the people interviewing him thought he was serious. I mean, I would as well. He literally bought billboards saying that birds aren't real. I think you guys are tired of hearing my voice, so it's time for me to go. Finish them off, Petra.
Don't appreciate you rudely interrupting my theories, Caitlin, but oh well. We had a fun and stressful time researching these crappy theories. Adios, random people that I don't know listening to us. Hope you have a good night. I forgot the time again, shoot.
It's 3 a.m, Petra. Go to sleep and stop talking about stupid conspiracy theories.
Why would we be doing this at 3 a.m, you actual...
This is a family-friendly podcast. Anyway, don't mind my friend's rude language. Back to you, hosts.
Okay, that's just weird. I don't know what to say after that.
All I know is that I'm worried about, like, the first one. Next up, we have drumroll, please.
Winter doing riddles. Now take it away, Winter.
Can I have another drumroll, please? Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have another exciting show again. I'm doing riddles and a quiz. First, what goes up but never goes down? Oscar.
A staircase.
Nope.
Age.
Mason's correct. I'm tall when I'm young, but as I grow older, I go short. What am I?
A dwarf.
Nope.
A bug.
No, do you guys give up?
Sure.
Yeah.
A candle.
Because
when you light it, it goes down. What has a body, no legs, but a head and a tail and makes noise when you throw?
Coin.
Correct.
Ooh.
What can you catch but never throw?
A cold.
Correct. Alright. Now done with the riddles, I think I might do some quiz questions. Who's the captain of the All Blacks?
Scott Barrett.
Mason got it first. What sport is known as king of sports?
Rugby.
No.
Basketball. Football.
Mason's correct again. Oh. Who won the gold medal for the Women's Golf Olympics?
Tiger Woods.
Correct, the Oscar.
Person.
Who might go into the Red Bull seat in F1?
Max Verstappen.
Oscar's correct.
Oh.
What's the F1 show called on Netflix?
Drive to Survive.
Damn, Oscar, you're on fire.
Oh my god.
Who won in the Jake Paul versus...
Jake Paul!
Okay, that's a bit concerning. Okay. What year did Pele, the footballer, die?
2022.
Yep. Alright, that's enough, so bye. Have a great Christmas and get good presents, and I hope my dad gets his favourite chocolates called Ferrero Rochers. See ya!
Tricky. I couldn't figure that out on my own.
Yes, quite hard. Congrats, I couldn't solve it.
Yep, too hard. Did you make that up or Google it? Honestly, I think the second one. Next up, we have Petra with Phenomenons.
Hey, it's Petra once again, and I'm way too tired and hungry to be doing this right now. Anyways, first podcast, I'm going to be talking about phenomenons. Let's start with what a phenomenon actually is. A phenomenon is a weird or abstract event that is observable by your big curious eyes. Usually, phenomenons are quite rare to see, but some are more common than usual. Now that we have that down, let's start listing some phenomenons. This phenomenon is known as blood rain. Sounds like something straight out of a horror movie, doesn't it? Well, it's relatively rare, and if I figure out just from that, don't worry. For blood rain, the last blood rain was in 2001. Now, let's explain what a blood rain is. So, blood rain is when red dust particles, usually caused by airborne dust, get mixed into clouds, causing vivid sunsets. Once the clouds mix with the airborne dust rains, appears a faint red. But in some instances, the red is dark enough to stain your clothes. Like, imagine just coming out of a blood rain and have to explain why your clothes are stained red to someone. Now when we cover blood rain, let's move on to the next phenomenon. So, now, the next phenomenon is known as fire rainbows. So what are fire rainbows? Well, despite the name, they have nothing to do with fire or rainbows. So, basically, fire rainbows are caused when sunlight hits cirrus clouds, which are made of ice crystals, and causes a beautiful effect. Also, fire rainbows usually happen in summer and are one of the rarest phenomenons on Earth. Next phenomenon that I have for you is called a moonbow. Sounds beautiful, right? Well, you're right. It is an incredible sight to see. Anyways, a moonbow is also known as a lunar rainbow. It's when the light from a moon reflects through the water droplets in the sky. This phenomenon happens when the moon is low and the sky is dark. Sadly, this beautiful event is quite rare. Now, the next phenomenon I have here is known as light pillars, which looks and sounds beautiful. So, what are light pillars? Well, it's quite simple, actually. When light reflects off ice crystals, causing them to look like the light is shooting out of the ground. Anyways, this phenomenon is quite rare. Now, for a final phenomenon before we pass the microphone to the ugly host next to me, our next one is fire whirls. Sounds pretty as well, right? Well, no.
Unlike other phenomenons, I've listed this one is actually kind of maybe could cause death. So what are fireworks, you may ask? Well, it's a small fire spiral which usually occurs during forest fires, and it makes a lot more stuff burn down. Now, usually it isn't that bad due to its size, but it really only harms the environment, not the animals or us. Well, sometimes it can be so big that it can cause a fire tornado. Now that's full horrifying. Luckily, this is another rare phenomenon. Anyways, that's all you see from me. Take it away, hosts.
That was very, very interesting. Like, really interesting. Like, before now, I didn't care for phenomenons. In fact, I didn't even know the definition or how to spell it. Or how to spell definition.
Now you can spell it.
Yes. D-E-F-I-N-I-T-I-O-N.
I think that's correct.
Good, I'm smart. Next up, we have Caitlin. It's like something she's done before, but different. It's two sentence horror stories. Take it away, Caitlin.
Hi, wonderful people. I'm here with the usual horror stories, but with a twist. They are, well, two sentence horror stories. Let's start. Number one, the last man on Earth sat alone in a room. There was a knock on the door. Two, after a restful sleep, I woke up to an uncomfortable bed. Are all graves this cold? Three, I told my brother, I'll never forget the memories I had with him, and I told him, I love you. He said, I love you too, and I left the funeral. Four, a masked killer in the bushes, lurking on Halloween night looking for teens. He caught one, and it only took 5 seconds for a new masked murderer. Five, every night at midnight, I'd hear a faint cry for help, until one night I let my curiosity get the best of me and followed the voice. I ended up staring at a headstone with my name engraved on it. Six, after working without rest, I finally opened my mother's door, and I lay there, leaning my head upon her cold shoulders. It was time for me to leave before the groundskeeper found me, so I got up and reburied her. Seven. The girl was so confused when the lights went out. They never went back on for her. Eight. I loved her, so I knew I had to let her go. For now, I know your breath seems to slow when you see the van that quickly got Anne. Nine. I stare down at my wife as she sleeps peacefully, closing the door to leave her alone. As I place the final nail, I start to hear her scream from inside the coffin. 10. I came home from a hard day of work only to find my girlfriend holding our child. I didn't know what was more horrifying, seeing my dead girlfriend and child, or knowing someone put them there. 11. Bonus. I was having a staring contest with my sister's doll. Good news. I won. Thanks for listening. Have a good day or night.
Ooh, scary. I liked the second one the most. And just being two sentences, that still scared me. Mason, what did you think of it?
Quite scary.
Well, anyways, since, as you know, this is our last show for the year, and we thought it would be nice if we all shared what we liked about this year. Mason, you can start.
Well, I caught an eel, and that's my biggest achievement because I never caught anything. And you can go now, Matilda.
Well, I had a reasonably good year. I mean, I got to see my friends in Wellington more than normal, so I guess that. Petra?
I don't know, but I'd say best thing here was the radio group, I guess.
Caitlin?
If we're talking about, like, the entire year, probably going to Hong Kong and South Africa to see my family and stuff.
Winter?
Oh, I'm over here. We going to Mason Jackson's house. Oscar. And we had fun. We went to Maris.
Oscar?
Getting a new pool and filling it up and popping a fat ass in the
Language.
William?
Mine is probably making it into Wellington for swimming. Yeah.
Emmy?
Mine's probably my trip to Australia because it's my first trip overseas.
Well, that was nice. I hope some of it was relatable.
Agreed. Now I hope you had fun listening. Have enjoyed previous shows, and we'll see us next year at www.arrowfm.co.nz 92.7.
And from Southend School as a whole, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. One more thing. Could we give a big shout out to Veronica and the crew at Arrow FM for making this opportunity possible? And from us as a team,
goodbye!
Bye!
Big
Mac!
Merry Christmas!
I don't know.